The January 6th committee has cemented its place in the history books, the culmination of 18 months of work, more than 1,000 witness testimonies, and more than 1 million pages of evidence, summarized in an 845-page report.
This is uncharted territory for the United States, for the Department of Justice, to actually weigh whether or not to bring charges against Donald Trump.
The report details how then-President Donald Trump carried out a plan to overturn the 2020 presidential election result, from knowingly disseminating false information to pressuring the vice president, members of Congress, and local and federal officials. He failed, then summoned a mob of his supporters to Washington and did nothing to stop them as they attacked the Capitol for more than 3 hours. Committee members were unanimous in their conclusion. One man caused the January 6th attack, Donald Trump. And they've made clear he must be held accountable. Earlier this week, they formally accused the former president of inciting insurrection and other crimes, and recommended he face criminal prosecution. The Justice Department is conducting its own investigation, and the committee hopes its findings will be a roadmap for the special counsel heading that process. Trump has dismissed what he says are fake charges as an attempt to block his White House run in 2 years' time. Analysts say it's a significant moment for U.S. politics.
This is unprecedented. We're talking about a former U.S. president and also a candidate for the president of the United States in 2024. Even though this is non-binding, this certainly puts pressure on the Justice Department to actually weigh this evidence against the former president.
Republicans will take control of Congress in the new year, almost certainly putting an end to any further congressional investigations into the insurrection. Now, ensuring accountability for the attack and the decision to press charges lies solely with the Department of Justice. Alexandra Byers, Al Jazeera.